Hi, friends. We come to you again today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweetest name on earth. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world, and I believe that today. I accepted that fact, and today I'm glad to be a Christian, to know that my sins are forgiven. Do you know that your sins are forgiven today? And if not, if you'll just stay tuned, we'd be glad to tell you how you too can find Jesus. And incidentally, that's our subject today. What have we found when we found Jesus? My, the Bible gives a list of a lot of things that we have possession of when we have found the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1 and verses 43, the day following Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip and saith unto him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. So we find here that Philip was following Jesus, and Philip came to Nathanael and said, We found him. And he invited him to follow Jesus. And you know, that's what we do today. When we find Jesus, we want to share that with somebody else because we have peace and joy, and we have something that we've never had before, and that is the forgiveness of our sins. We're taught in the Bible that God does forgive sins. In fact, He's the only one that has the power to forgive sin. The Lord's Father, God the Father, spoke of Him, said He would give Him a name that would be above every name, and at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So Jesus today has the power to forgive sin. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verses 17, Therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. You know, the Bible teaches about a Christian becoming childlike. That's what we do and are when we become children of God. We are childlike in a lot of ways, because when we find the Lord Jesus, we do have life. We have eternal life. And we're glad for that today. That's what He speaks about. He said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. The things that you once loved, you don't love those things anymore. The things that you once hated, now seemingly you love them. So that's the great transformation, the change that takes place in a man's life when he becomes a Christian. You know, when you become a Christian, we find that God gives us joy. We find that the Lord spoke about, and we sing a song, Joy to the World, for the Lord has come. And that's exactly what has happened when the Lord Jesus comes into our life. He gives us joy. And it's the kind of joy and peace that the world cannot forgive, because the world does not have this kind of joy. The world can only give you temporal things. But in the 48th division of Psalms, in the verses 1, he said, Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, and on the sides of the north, in the city of the great King. God is known in her, and her palaces of a refuge. And so today, that's what Jesus came to do, to bring peace on earth. He said, My peace I leave unto you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. You see, the world today cannot give you the peace and the satisfaction that we can find in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we should be glad today to know that God came to seeking to save a lost world. And today, if you realize your lost condition, you too can be saved just like I was saved. And I'm glad for this today. I'm glad to tell you about a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And you know, the Bible speaks about him of being a very present help in the time of need. And my, today, what a great joy it is today to have the Lord Jesus in your life, living there, abiding there. And so the Bible spoke about Jesus. He said, unto you is born this day in the city of David a child. And unto you a child is born, unto you a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. So says the prophet Isaiah. He said, those that were in darkness, a great light has sprung up. And those that are in prison, he's going to let go free. So we're glad today that when a person finds the Lord, that he finds not only eternal life, but he finds liberty. You're not in bondage any longer. It's amazing how God can come into your life and he can change your life and give you liberty and peace and joy. And that is the fruit of the Spirit, is love and joy and peace. And today, if you don't have that peace, you can certainly have it through and by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Bible terms salvation as a treasure that is hid in a field. In Matthew chapter 13 and verses 44, he said, again, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a treasure hid in the field, the which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for the joy thereof he goeth and selleth all that he hath and buys the field. Now you see, he talks about salvation as being a treasure hid in the field. Now when he has found this great treasure, he goes and sells everything that he has and he buys the field. Now the man didn't necessarily need the field, but he wanted that treasure that was in the field. So in order to get the treasure, he had to buy the field. And so that's true today about salvation. You know, he said, except a man be willing to forsake his father and mother and houses and land, even deny himself. Now that doesn't mean that you literally walk off and leave your mother and father. In fact, he said even to hate our own selves and hate our father and mother. And he doesn't mean to literally hate them, but he means to regard them less. Sometimes we find in the Bible, and we find even in our day, that people would like to follow the Lord, but they're afraid of their friends. They're afraid of their family. And so God says, don't fear men that can destroy the body, but he said, fear God that is able to destroy both soul and body. And so you have got to regard or love yourself less than God. You've got to love your family less. And so it doesn't mean to hate them in a literal sense, but it means we're to regard them less. And so this is the way it is. When a person finds God, he's willing to just give up everything. That's why people, they walked off and left their profession. They were fishers. They caught fish for a living. But when the Lord said, come and follow me and I'll make you fishers of men, they were so overjoyed about this newfound friend that they just forsook everything. And they was willing to take up their cross and follow God. Again, he tells about the kingdom of heaven of being like a pearl of great price. In Matthew chapter 13 and verses 45, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant seeking goodly pearls. And when he hath found a pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and he bought it. So friend, that's the way it is today. There is such excitement and such joy when a person finds the Lord. And today, the wonder may be in your mind, how can a person get so excited and so overjoyed that he, you know, is just willing to forgive and forget and about everything, and he wants to take up his cross, he wants to live for God, and he's a different individual, old things have passed away and all things become new. Well, the best way that I know how, friend, is you just try it and see. I was a young person seeking the satisfaction. There was an emptiness, there was a void in my life that nothing seemingly fulfilled, but there was joy when I bowed my heart and my life before God on this particular night and asked God to forgive me of my sin. And I tell you, I just forgot about everything else. I didn't walk off and leave my job. I didn't walk off and leave my wife, but everything else became secondary to me. And then the Bible talks about when we found the Lord, we find rest. We have peace and liberty. We have a treasure now, and we have rest. The Lord says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You know, the religions of the world today, they're all tied into works. You do a lot of works, and you do this and that. But these in themselves never bring us real peace and joy and satisfaction. But when you give the Lord Jesus your life, friend, he's the only one that's ever promised to give us peace and rest. And he said, my peace I leave unto you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. So you see, the world today cannot take a burdened heart, and he cannot take that away from you and place in your heart a heart of peace and joy. And Zacchaeus, you know, he was a person that was looking for Jesus. He heard that he was passing by. You can find this account in the Gospel of Luke chapter 19. And we find that he climbed up into a sycamore tree and he sought to see Jesus when he passed by. And so Jesus looked up. He was aware that here's a man that's seeking peace. And the Lord looked up to Zacchaeus and said, "Make haste and come down, for today I must abide at your house." So the Lord would like to go be guest at your house today. And there was another person. The Bible said it was revealed unto him that he would not taste death until he had seen the Lord Jesus. And they brought Jesus into the temple. And he said, "Now let thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen the salvation of the Lord." It was revealed unto him that he would not taste death until he had seen the Lord. And so the Holy Spirit of God revealed to him that this was Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And so today, friend, you listening to my voice, and I cannot reach you physically today. I cannot come where you are, but the Holy Spirit that is universal, he is everywhere. He's even at your very heart's door today, and he's knocking and wanting to be let in. And I'd like to pray for you today, friend, but you must be willing to pray for yourself. Would you just bow now and let us pray together, and you ask God to save you and give you peace? And if you're already a Christian, you pray for that person that may be nearest to your heart today. Our Father and our God, I bow before you today. And dear Lord, we know there are troubled hearts around the world. There are people that are confused. There are people today that's carrying heavy burdens, our Heavenly Father, and they don't know anyone to take it to. The government cannot give them peace. The government cannot give the joy, cannot save our soul. But Lord, you're the Savior of mankind. And I pray just now, Lord Jesus, that you would come and be guest at that person's heart today and give them the peace and the joy and the liberty, Father, that I have in my heart. And dear Lord Jesus, we know that you came to seek and to save that which was lost. And Father, save that soul today and forgive them and give them peace and joy in their heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you.